With your latest news, I'm Kirstie Fuller. The government of the Cayman Islands publishes its 2025 pre-election economic and financial update, providing insights into the island's economic and financial outlook ahead of the general election on April 30th. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The report, prepared under Section 26 of the Public Management and Finance Act, outlines forecasts for the financial years ending December 31, 2025 and December 31, 2026. Key findings include projected real GDP growth of 2.6% for 2025, slightly declining to 2.4% in 2026. Inflation is expected to ease from 2.9% in 2025 to 2.5% in 2026, while unemployment rates are forecast to improve marginally from 3% in 2025 to 2.9% by the end of 2025. Core government operating deficits are forecast at $26.2 million for 2025 and $44 million for 2026, making a shift from the originally budgeted surplus of $54.7 million for 2025. Closing bank account balances are expected to decline from $395 million in 2025 to $246.8 million in 2026. Debt levels are projected to decrease over the forecast period. Core government debt is expected to drop from $501.9 million at the end of 2025 to $451.5 million by December 2026. While entire public sector debt is forecast to decline from $514 million to $461.5 million during the same period. Despite the challenges, government remains compliant with most principles of responsible financial management. However, it will not achieve compliance with operating surplus requirements. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
A warning from police after a bank account is targeted by thieves. The RCIPS is investigating an incident in which an account within a local bank in the Cayman Islands was breached and cash was fraudulently withdrawn from the account. The transactions are believed to have taken place multiple times over a week. The account owner clocked the suspicious activity on their accounts and took the initiative to check with the bank directly. Police are reminding everyone to take steps to protect themselves by enabling transaction alerts, monitoring your accounts regularly, exercising caution with debit and credit card use, using multi-factor authentication, protecting your card information, and reporting any suspicious activity immediately to police. And after impressive performances by the high schoolers last month, primary students are taking the spotlight this week. CIGTV's Levita Thompson explains.
It is festival time, and the Department of Education Services will host the final concerts for the National Children's Festival of the Arts Primary School Division. The concerts will be held at the Harquil Theater on Thursday, April 10th and Friday, April 11th at 6:30 p.m. The events will feature gold and silver award-winning student performances in the categories of song, dance, drama, speech, and instrumentation.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. China has angrily condemned Donald Trump's announcement of swinging tariff increases on imports from around the world. Beijing promised resolute countermeasures for what it described as a typical act of unilateral bullying by Washington. China, which is one of America's biggest trading partners, faces an overall tariff of 54%. Global stock markets have fallen in reaction to the US plan for a universal tax of 10% on all imports to the US and higher rates for countries that Mr. Trump accused of ripping off America. Among the African countries hit hardest by the tariffs are Lesotho and Madagascar, which will now be charged 50% and 47%. In other news, Hungary is to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The announcement came during the visit of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the subject of an ICC arrest warrant. The Israeli military says it's now investigating the killing of 15 ambulance and rescue staff in southern Gaza last month. The IDF said that the vehicles had been moving suspiciously towards soldiers in the Rafah area, but the Palestinian Red Crescent says no militants were travelling in the ambulances, which were all clearly marked. Myanmar's military leader Min Aung Hlaing has arrived in Bangkok in neighbouring Thailand, where he's attending an annual regional economic conference. His visit comes 6 days after his country was hit by a devastating earthquake, which has claimed the lives of thousands of people. And that's the latest BBC World News.